880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, hopefully you were part of the crowd that came out to visit us here at the Mayfair Hotel for the 880 AM event that we just had, the Money Expo. It was a fabulous event. We still got some of the folks here hanging around for the happy hour. And I'm Jim Freed. We're here with Matt Gold. Matt, hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, I love being at the Mayfair. This place is great.
Wow, that was just horrendous. But we'll get that technical glitch fixed. First of all, I want to remind everybody, go to our Facebook page. We've got a new contest up. Go to www.facebook.com/freedonbusiness to enter. Make sure you tell your friends, and I want to thank Matt Gold for being the sponsor on that. New fans to the show's Facebook page can win a free night at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club. It's an awesome place. The Watkins family does a great job out there, so it will be a fabulous vacation for you. Also, we'll have today our usual segment of listener emails. We'll have social media with Javier Morales, President and CEO, and Alex Thomas, Vice President of Associates in Business. We're going to talk about the wrap-up of the makeover of the show website. We're done with the 1.0. We're going to go and start tuning it up and spooling it up. We'll talk about the traction we're getting all over the Internet. Then we'll have Adam Taub. Adam's the President and CEO of Estrella Marketing Solutions, and we're going to talk about how the opt-in email marketing campaigns of Estrella are helping us grow the show. Then we're going to have Lolly Green, MSW. Lolly's a social worker. We're going to have her positive energy burst. And Victor Franks may or may not call in. Victor is now officially down off the mountaintop. He got in his car a little while ago, and he's heading on back to Miami. He will be here live next week. But for now, we're hoping to get Victor Franks to call in with us. And then we'll have Matt Gold, professional chef, for the person on the go, as well as our local and in-house insurance person. Matt, what are we cooking today?
One of my favorites, linguine with clam sauce.
Linguine with clam sauce. Hopefully my wife is listening. And we have to get your mic fixed because that sure stunk. Is that working good? Well, okay, it's his voice now. It stinks. Okay, thank you, George, for your professional professional comment there. Now we're going to go right down to the emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
I love that. All right, Matt, what do you got for me? What do you? Well, I put my hand up because I wanted you to give Barry White his chance to do his thing. Now, talk to me, Matt. Talk to me.
All right. We got shield. This thing is very powerful. I got to talk softer. How's that? Is that better?
That's better. Go for it.
All right. Sheila in Tampa. I've been buying notes from banks, taking the title and flipping the property. I think I'm starting the real estate recovery. What do you think?
I think that you're right. I think you are starting the real estate recovery. People that are buying the REO from the banks is a very good thing. And if they're paying good money for it, even better. All cash buyers, all the better. Yeah, we're talking to people right now and helping them to invest in housing all across the market. Most of the people are buying REO houses right now. We're working to get some traction in the commercial space as well. So if you're buying notes from banks, we can help you. We can provide equity or bank financing or private financing. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, Sheila, and we can help you capitalize your transactions. Thanks for sending us an email. Who's up next, Matt?
Our good friend Penny from Boca.
You got to talk into the mic, Matt.
Oh, I'm trying to talk into the mic. I don't know how to do this.
How about if you put this on?
How about that?
All right. All right. Matt is going to give us, okay, Penny from Boca writes, I'm so mad I can't get off work to come to the 880 Money Expo and see you and Matt. Well, Penny, we wish that you were here. The 880 Money Expo was terrific. We had a full house. There were lots of people. We had Jack B. We had the Money Man. It was an awesome time. We're going to have more events on 880 coming up. in the future where we'll be out in the community, and we want to make sure that people come see us. So, Penny, keep looking at your emails. And Matt, I think, now has his mic on. Matt?
I hope this is better, Jim.
Oh, it's
right?
Much better. It's
okay.
Much better. You're a mensch. There, let me adjust your... There you go. Oh, boy. You look good there, Matt.
I always need someone around to help me.
Oh, Jesus. Now you can't hear you again. Try again.
Is that better?
No. Try it now.
How about now?
Well, I don't know. I still can't hear him.
Wow.
All right, there. Yeah, hold it into your mouth.
How's that? Is that better?
Much better. Okay,
right.
Who's next?
Jerry. Jerry in Boynton Beach. How's the social media stuff going? I just like the show page.
Well, the social media is going great. We have over 1,000 people that like us on Facebook. We have over 1,000, actually closing in on 1,200 people on LinkedIn. And we're also got a significant presence we're starting to build on Facebook as well. And now we're going to start doing YouTube. And our real goal is to take our listeners and help them progress through all of the social media. We're going to start them with Twitter, let them know what's going on in Twitter. If they want to learn a little bit more, we're going to take them to Facebook. If they want to learn a little more off of Facebook, then we're going to bring them over to LinkedIn. And if they want to really have the whole enchilada, we'll have it up for them in video on the YouTube channel. And we'll talk about that a little later on with the associates in business as we go over the change as we evolve from the website of the past to our current 1.0 version. And then where do we go from here? Because as we get more and more eyeballs, we're going to want to know what we do with those eyeballs. And we'll talk about that a little later with the associates in business. They won't give out all their tips, but they will give us some. So make sure you stay tuned. Later in the show, we'll have the guys, Javier Morales and Alex Thomas, coming up around 5:20 talking about social media. What do you got for me next, Matt?
All right, we got Mark from Boca.
All right. Thanks for listening up in Boca, Mark. What do you got for me?
He still wants to talk more about the social media like the last guy. Wow, look at that. I love the techno stuff. He wants to write, he writes in and talks about, can you help me figure out how to tweet or how to use that famous hashtag sign or how do I increase my number of followers or even better yet, herd my people or the people to my site?
Well, Mark, we'll talk about that a little bit. The herding is what you were talking, what I was talking about just a minute ago, where we're going to take people from Twitter, move them over to Facebook, have them go to LinkedIn, and then finally to YouTube, kind of creating a circle of social media so that people can get as much information or as little information as they want, as much interaction or as little interaction as they want. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at this radio bit, but I'm still learning the Facebook stuff and everything else. This old man still has a bunch of tricks to learn. So stick with us, Mark, and we'll talk a little bit about how you use a hashtag. I call it, how do you create Twitter syntax? And if we don't get to it today, I'll make sure we do it on a future show. So it'll be coming up, if it's not today. Again, at 5:30, we'll have the guys from the associates in business on with us, and we'll be talking about social media. Matt, hit me again, bro.
That might be a good thing to blog about too. So maybe we'll get to that later.
We'll blog. We'll do blogging. Yes.
Yeah. Gil from Aventura, what are your thoughts on the Greek voter determining the fate of the world?
Well, Gil, obviously you sent your email yesterday. The Greek voter won't be determining the fate of the world anymore. Thank God, the Greek prime minister backed off of that. But I still think that the fact that we have Oh, my gosh. Where is he? I didn't hear the...
Oh, he's from Aventura.
Oh, okay. Well, in Aventura, you can guarantee yourself that there's a lot of people that are concerned about the Greek voter determining the what's going to happen with the international crisis. And the Greek voter will not be determining it. They have gone away from that, and we will now hopefully have a better rollout. The stock market was treating that favorably the last time I looked. So hopefully the world will be in a better place thanks to that. What's next, Matthew?
Well, we got Claude down in Kingston. You think this is Jamaica?
Hey, I'm sure it is. I'm sure
wow.
It is. I'm sure it is.
You're going international.
Well, we are international. You can hear us on the web. The web is an international kind of thing, social
That's
media
awesome.
And everything else.
So do you have any cash for hotels in the Caribbean? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the answer is yes, we do. We do. In fact, we're looking at investing in some hotels in the Caribbean right now, and Matt is showing me that the stock market went through the roof today. Thank you for that positive news on the Greek investors and all that other stuff. So we do have cash for investing in the Caribbean. Most of what we're doing in the Caribbean is hospitality related. The one problem we have is that we want to make sure we have a good, solid operator. Typically, we're going to go down and do the whole thing ourselves. We bring the operator with us. We bring the equity with us. We bring the development construction team with us. So Claude, down in Kingston, yes, we have the capacity to do hotel transactions all across the Caribbean. So give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, if you'd like to do that. What's next, Matt?
I think this is one that all your listeners are going to be interested in, not just Ron, who wrote this in, also from Aventura. He's, you know, what's your take on the gaming initiatives?
Well, that's going to take a little bit more time than we may have here today to get really into. But there's a number of points that we like to make on the show, and I think that they're very pertinent when we talk about the gaming initiative. First of all, we're about careers, not jobs. So I know that there's going to be a lot of jobs there, but I'd like to see careers come out of it too. If they decide that they're going to do this gaming here in South Florida, particularly in Miami-Dade County, particularly in the Overtown CRA, I'd like to see a lot of the money stay in the Overtown CRA. I'd like to see some life-changing training being available in the Overtown CRA. Teach the people how to do high-earning jobs and high-earning commissions. We don't just need a bunch of blackjack dealers and a bunch of construction workers. We need doctors, lawyers, people with careers, places to go. We need money to pay for the infrastructure, the issues that are going to be going on down there in the infrastructure. I mean, I have friends that live in that neighborhood, and they've seen the traffic light go at the 112 going north on Biscayne. It's gone from one light to two lights, now three light changes to get through sometimes. So if you're going to put all of those people in that area, I don't see how you're going to be able to make it work from a traffic infrastructure standpoint unless significant improvements are made. Right now, that entire neighborhood from the 112 all the way into the 395 is just gridlock at the exits and on-ramps during rush hour and during peak utilization periods. Put in all the casinos, you're going to have some issues. But I think that they can deal with the traffic. The other issue I have is that the money needs to stay local. They want to export all this money. They want us to support, they want the local taxpayer to pay for the police, the fire, and all the other infrastructure issues. No, it has to be, the money has to stay here if we're going to do that. And beyond that, we need money to stay here for our community for education purposes as well. We need to fund public education. As we say regularly on this show, public education is the number one way where we can get ourselves out of the recession and get us moving towards the economy that we all want in this 21st century. The last thing I have is that I want to make sure that if the destination... Places like the Design District are having a problem with losing tenants, and if they build these resorts and they become black holes and people don't come out, it'll just be a problem for the small businesses that are at the in the Brickell Court in the Biscayne Corridor. And finally, I want to make sure that they help public education in our community. I don't want this money leaching out of our community. It has to stay here in our community and help us and help our community grow the right way. Now, what else you got for me, Matt?
Well, I got Joanne in Miramar.
Okay.
She wants to buy some turnaround office buildings. Can you help her?
Yes, we can. Although I find that it's difficult to uncover good turnaround office building opportunities because many of the office buildings that are having problems paying their mortgages or would look to be a workout, right now, it's tough for them to see tenant growth. And until I can see real good rent and tenant growth, I don't really know that I want to buy many office buildings. So we would help you, Joanne, if you have some good office buildings that you want to help, that you want to have us help you buy. But I'd look at them on a property-by-property basis, one at a time. What do you got next?
I got George in Boca.
All right. Hey, George, thanks for listening up in Boca, man.
Is it true that the best sources of money are from banks and conduits and high net worth individuals?
Well, yes and no. Yes, that they'll say that they'll do what they say that they'll do, and you know, they'll get you the finish line. You just want to make sure you don't get retraded. Many of the banks right now are retrading. We're working with one of the banks that has a loss share agreement with the government. We won't name which one it is, and they recently retraded us on a loan that we had money up that we thought we were finishing, and it just didn't go right. And we were working with one of the conduits, and the conduits did the same thing. We're getting better results right now from the banks than we are with the conduits. One problem with doing a bank deal, though, is that a lot of times they require at least a partial guarantee, and that causes a problem for some of our customers. So it all depends, George. There are good sources for the banks are good sources. The conduits can be a good source. The high net worth hard money folks can be a good source. It all depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Give it to me again, Matt.
We got Steve in Miami Beach.
All right, Steve.
It seems to be getting a bit better out there.
Yeah, it really does seem to be getting a little bit better out there. We're seeing a lot of new business coming through our office. We're seeing people that are getting more and more transactions done. A lot of those transactions are getting done all cash or with banks. So what we thought would be the historic way of liquefying the market, the conduits, that really hasn't worked out that way. And I think that as they continue to try to figure out what's going to happen with the Dodd-Frank amendments, the Dodd-Frank bill, it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. Okay, Matt, what else you got for me?
I got Yoli in Miami Gardens. Yoli had one of those
robo-signing loans?
Yeah, exactly. How'd you know?
Well, because I read you circle the word the robo that you couldn't read. You didn't know what the heck you were talking about.
I know what the word was talking about. That's why you're here. I want to make sure you take care of the
I'm taking care of everybody. Anybody has a question, I'm happy to answer it. What's Yoli want to know?
Well, they're finally getting around to foreclose on him, and you know he wants to know what he should do.
Well, Yoli, whenever you're involved with a foreclosure situation, you want to make sure you call a lawyer. The bank has a lawyer. You need a lawyer, too. So I'm not going to tell you which lawyer to use. Go out there. Make sure you find one that's reputable to play defense against the bank. Give it to me again, Matt.
Johnny in Miami. He wants to buy distressed property. Is now the right time?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. Make sure you're buying debt at a discount. That's really the rule of thumb right now. Buy debt at a discount. If you can buy debt at a discount, that's probably the way to go. But if you're buying the debt at a discount, make sure that you've got a clean path to title. Make sure that you're going to get a deed in lieu of foreclosure very easy as part of the paper you're buying, because if you don't, you're going to have some problems down the road. What else, Matt?
We got Mario in Sweetwater.
Hey, all right.
He says he's a veteran and needs a job. He's going to Miami College. He wants a four-year degree. What else should he do?
Well, first of all, make sure you get great grades at Miami College, and then pick the four-year university that you want to go to. They're taking students matriculating from all the different universities, and I went to the University of Florida. My roommate went to law school at UF, and he got his original degree at what was then Miami-Dade Community College. So I think that you can get a great local public education and then take that with you to FAU, FIU, UCF, USF, University of North Florida, Florida State, or the University of Florida. I think we got time for one more, Matt.
All right, we got Joey. Joey is from Miami Gardens, actually.
Okay.
And you know what he says?
He says,
who cares on what's going on in Greece, or for that matter, the rest of the world?
Well, you do, because everything's interconnected. We heard today at the Money Conference here with 880 The Biz about the international financial markets and how they're more interlinked than ever before. So the fact that there are things going on in other economies that impact the United States, it's a very, very important that you realize that we are now linked forever with these other economies. They hold our debt, we hold their debt, we sell them products, they buy products from us. The strength of the dollar depends on impacts things. Interest rates impact things. The stability of our political system impact things. All different things come together to make us an international economy, and I'm hoping the United States sticks at the top of the international economic chain. What else, Matt?
Okay, I thought we were finishing up, but we can read more. I'm happy.
Give me one more.
We got Ricky in South Miami.
Okay.
He says he installs cable TV for a living.
Okay.
Do you realize how many people are cutting out the most basic services? He's saying the recession isn't over.
Well, I got to believe that he may have a pretty good idea. If you're cutting costs, I think that one of the first things to go is your cable TV and the premium channels and all that other stuff. So I got to tell you is that this guy may be giving us what the leading economic indicator really is. All right, Matt, I think that that's time is up for this segment. So we are going to be right back after this short break with social media, Javi and Alex, and then Alex Taub will call in later. Right back with more Freedom Business after this.
This is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Jim Freed. All right, we are back. We are at a live remote. The live remote is from the 880 AM Money Expo at the Mayfair Hotel. I want to make sure that everybody remembers to go and enter our contest. Go to www.facebook.com/freedonbusiness to enter. Make sure your friends enter and like our show, like our website. And if you do, you'll be entered in a contest to win a free night at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club over in Naples. And I want to, as always, thank Matt Gold for being the sponsor of the contest. And now we have our social media section with Alex and Javi. Guys, welcome back to the show.
How are you doing today?
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
All right. We're dealing with the remote thing here. So what do we got on the agenda today, guys? Are we talking about my website today?
Yes, we're actually going to be talking about a couple of different things. Number one is the website. We're going to talk about things that we've done, where we've been able to take it to, and also talking about what we call the social internet, which is bringing all the social media platforms together to really have them all maximize the effort and work together to create great results.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now tell me a little bit about what's been going on here as we exit out the first phase of the website creation and go into what might be the 2.0 phase. What do we started with pretty much garbage. It was good, but it was garbage at the end. And we moved it over to a little bit better now. People need to go to www.freedonbusiness.com to take a look at that website. And what have we done? What have you guys changed? Alex, you want to take that?
Sure, absolutely. You know, the most important thing that we've done with your website recently, of course, with your assistance in terms of producing some of those articles that we were looking for, is to increase the traffic and the visibility of your site. And part of the way that that's done, as you write and put out your blog and articles, that helps to increase the visibility online through keyword search. And so it's a funny thing, I was showing you earlier, how folks actually search for things online, and the keywords that they use sometimes, although in a written sense may not make sense, however, it's how you kind of piece together your searches.
Okay, and so I've noticed I've been writing articles and doing posts, and when I get to the website, I enter the stuff, and then I go to the bottom, and it says tags, and I start typing a word, and then it starts to autofill. What's that?
Sure. Well, you know, again, that part of the tags is, you know, you'll hear me identify that as keywords.
Right.
And at the end of the day, what you're looking for is to identify your articles and blogs with the keywords or the tags that folks would be using to search for that particular topic.
Cool.
And by utilizing that and incorporating those words in your title, in your description of the article itself, that's what kind of helps to identify that particular page with Google, and so you can kind of march your way up the search engine results.
You know, one of the things that I've come to realize is that I'm not very standardized. And when I look at the web posts, some of them start one way and then they're formatted another way. I really need to go in there and straighten that out, don't I? Episode 103, episode 202, episode, you know, some are formatted episode whatever and then dash this.
Sure.
Others just have the title.
Sure.
So being consistent is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. It not only is it important just for the flow of your website, but again, when we talk about those keywords and those tags, if you notice when you look at the analytics of your website, you find that, you know, there are certain topics that you have spoken about previously on the show. And because you included those in your title and in your the description of that particular show, those shows are actually showing up on the search engines.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of people are hitting the stuff that we did about Brickell Avenue, a lot of the stuff that we did about institutional investing and equity. It seems that a lot of the people are probably interested in knowing more about foreclosure defense and stuff like that as well.
Sure. You know, and one of the things that we talked about is being able to take advantage of those visitors. And so one of the things that we'll be implementing is a little bit more robust system to gather information from your visitors so that you can take action and, you know, reach out to them and see if there's something that you might be able to assist with.
You know, people send me emails to jim@freedonbusiness.com. So if somebody wants to send me an email directly, they can either go send it direct to jim@freedonbusiness.com, or there's also an icon on the website that they can hit to contact me as well. And one of the things that we're really trying to do is build conversation on Facebook. How would I go about doing that?
Well, Jim, yeah, to kind of touch on that and to kind of also...
Oh, this is the famous hobby that the guy recognized by voice at the event today.
You've made me a celebrity. Thank you.
You made yourself a celebrity. It's all that great information.
Well, you know, to kind of touch on what Alex was talking about and what you mentioned about having basically a strategic look and feel across the platforms, one of the things is that you want to make sure that when people are coming to the website or going to the Facebook, that there's consistency in where they can find that information. What happens is if someone goes to the website and can't find their information right away, they tend to, you know, go off, and that's where you get that high bounce rate that we talked about earlier. So having a consistent feel and having a consistent flow of how you provide that information on a regular basis, they'll know where to identify and where to find that information. So that's number one, and that's key. Now, one of the things that we also talked about is now taking all these efforts to the next level is to really provide people with information that they're looking for. As a business resource provider, one of the things that we're going to be doing is developing a resource page. And that's basically if people want to know how to start a business, if people want to know how to finance their business for a small business, we're going to work with you to create that resource to create relevant information so that when people go to the website, they could get a variety of different topics that they can choose from to get information and create the conversation through Facebook and through the other social media.
Now, let's talk for a second about where we came up with this. We were looking at the Google Analytics of the page. We saw that there was a bounce rate that was above 50%, which meant that people were hitting the website, looking for something, not finding something that they wanted, and leaving.
Sure.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to create more content so that they'll stay. Is that sort of the concept?
That's correct, yeah. You know, one of the things that's very important for people to understand is, you know, having keyword research and having the keywords in programs in place, when you put information out there, you want to be able to have the backup so when people go to the website, they get that. So, for example, if you're ranking number one for small business finance and somebody clicks on it and goes to your website and there's no business information on there, that hurts you because, in essence, they'll go there and they'll never go back because you've sent them someplace that there was no information. So one of the things is building the content on the website so when they go there that it kind of follows that flow.
Oh, okay. So while we're herding people to the website, we want them to be happy when they get there.
That's
absolutely
correct.
Okay. So that's one of the 2.0 things that we're going to be doing. What are some of the other improvements that are going to be there? I know we have an RSS feed, and we've got – what's the process of doing like a podcast? Because everybody wants a podcast, and the RSS feed will give them an MP3, but they're all about an iPod. What's the process of doing that?
Well, part of setting up your podcast, you know, obviously we're specifically speaking about Apple,
right,
and Apple-related
right,
products.
Right.
And so it's a matter of going into the App Store and putting in the right information, kind of getting it set up. But we also have on the flip side, working with your website, being able to integrate that. So that's something that we will be working on.
Okay, great. So, you know, everybody always comes up to me and they think, oh, it's just a switch. You just flip a switch and suddenly you could do a podcast. That's not true, is it?
That would be easy.
I wish it was.
Okay, so we're going to do some podcasts. We're going to create the podcast. We're going to create more consistent posting from a formatting standpoint. We're going to add some more resources for people who are small business people and our target audience and people that we met here today. And, oh, again, thanks to all the fans for showing up at the 880 event. We had just a full house. It was amazing. We had a great time. I really enjoyed meeting a lot of the fans, and I encourage everybody to come out to our next one. This was at the Mayfair House, which was a sponsor of our last show. So you guys are our last contest. So you'll be able to go introduce me to all the muckety mucks here at the Mayfair when we're done, aren't you?
Definitely, for sure.
All right, excellent. Well, what other things do we have going on with the website and social media?
Well, one of the things that we did want to do, and we briefly touched on this, is to for your landing pages and for your articles to create a more engaging form where when folks visit you, we can, you know, gather some information if they're looking to, you know, perhaps reach out to you. Again, you know, you mentioned your email, but I think that we can target them a little bit better with a unique form that kind of asks those specific questions on the topic that they were first introduced to in coming to your website.
Oh, I think that's great because I do get calls off the website. People call all the time to 305-854-5000, extension 222, all the time. In fact, I've had somebody come up to me and goes, 222 and points to me. It's really kind of funny, actually. And so that's also social media. Yeah,
yeah, Javi. You know, one of the other things that we're going to be working on is basically introducing you to what we call the social internet. What that is basically, we talked about that a little bit earlier, it's integrating all the different platforms. It's where they all come together and they meet to create the full experience, meaning when somebody goes onto the website, they see information, post information, it goes to YouTube, from YouTube to Twitter, from Twitter to Facebook. It's really creating that whole circle to engage, so you're touching everyone at every different aspect of the social media platform.
Well, you know, it sounds really good, and I got to believe that there's different people that use different platforms for different things. So the fact that we would be calling and doing different, we would be doing the different platforms, they'll have different degrees of information. Twitter can only handle 140 characters. If you want to learn more, go to my Facebook page. Facebook really can only handle a paragraph or two. If you want to learn more than that, well, we have a discussion on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, you know, that can be as big and as detailed as you want. You know, by the way, at the end, you've got a little link that takes you to YouTube where you can see the whole event right there. I see you there on TV. We're waving now. And so it's going to be a lot of fun as we continue to do that, if we can only get the stuff out of Matt's computer.
We're going to work on that. You know, but again, it's important to understand your customer base and your listeners. And one of the things is, for example, my wife is very, very into Facebook, but she's not on Twitter. So it's important to reach everyone where they're at, and every platform has their following.
I use Hootsuite to do that. Hootsuite allows me to queue up a tweet and send the same message to my Twitter, my LinkedIn, and my Facebook, and I find it to be fabulous. I really enjoy going on there, scheduling it, watching the schedule, seeing it come up. I'm still at Twitter 1.0, where all it is an announcement. It really hasn't been something that I've learned to develop a personality or an engagement on. However, I'm watching other people's Twitter feeds, and I see that the people that that tweet on a regular basis about something that's consistently meaningful to me is somebody that I watch. I look for their Twitter to, I look for their tweets to show up in my feed stream. Would that be the right way to call it?
Yep.
And so it's really quite interesting, and it's not just Logan Morrison from the Marlins polluting my feed stream with talks about you know, his dog or you know, playing in Japan or whatever. It's really good information. I follow Reuters. I get international news. I follow MSNBC. I get financial news. I follow a bunch of different sources, and I get interesting things. And then you click on the links that the people embed. And that's where you get going. And so I'd like to go back a little bit to the guy's email that one of our listeners emailed us before. Can we have a lesson one day on the show about Twitter syntax and how to do an effective tweet?
Yes. Yeah, we actually we have that on a list to do the upcoming. You know, one of the interesting things that you just mentioned with companies like Hootsuite, and there are several different platforms that will provide you with the ability to schedule posts. I mean, the important thing is that, you know, it has its pros and cons. When you look at what we do with the social internet and how it all ties into search engine optimization, sometimes those platforms don't give you the same strength as if you were posting strategically directly right on those platforms.
Now, guys, we're running up against the clock. I'm sure Adam's holding on the other line with Juan back at the studio. Why don't you give some contact information and then stick around for later on in the show, because without Victor calling in, I may need a little help carrying the show.
Gotcha.
All right. If people want more information on social media and how they can build their business with Associates in Business, how do they get hold of you, Alex and Javi?
Sure. Well, they can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/associatesinbusiness.
Right. You can reach us by phone at 954-828-0614. Or visit us on our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And Juan, if you're out there, has Adam called in? We'll wait a couple seconds for you to put Adam up with us. Adam, are you there? Do we have Adam on the line? I'm glad I have the Associates in Business with me.
We can keep talking.
Let's keep going. I was holding. Juan, give me an audio cue when we have Adam on the line. Okay.
One of the things that I do want to touch on in the upcoming episodes, if we do have the ability to do so, is really talk about what we're introducing, which is a Scholastic program.
Oh, no, I want to talk about that. Tell me a little bit more right now.
Yeah, we've been talking. I mean, us being parents ourselves and our kids getting more and more involved with the social media, it's important that they get educated on the importance of what they put out there and how long it lives and how to embrace it, because it has the good and the bad.
And how to not be inappropriate.
Well, you know, what is it? The reality is universities, jobs, they're all looking at these platforms when they do their hiring or basically anything that has to do with business. I know that what we do is when we come across a potential client or potential, you know, employee, one of the first things that we do is we look at the social media platforms to see, you know, what kind of stuff they have out there. So any inappropriate things that are on there definitely will affect you and affect the opportunity in business and in life.
Well, I look at LinkedIn and Facebook and all that stuff about people. I've used LinkedIn many, many times to figure out who I know and how to get where I need to go within the context of my business. So it's very important to do that. What other initiatives are you guys working on?
We got to touch on this a little bit more SEO. And
yeah, talk a little SEO.
Sure. Well, you know, Javier mentioned this, and you as well, the social internet marketing. And it's really kind of where we envision the future of both SEO, social media, and kind of the combination of the two. Being able to interconnect these various platforms, utilizing the right keywords, it not only gives you increased visibility across the platforms, but again, more specifically, when someone is searching for you online, there's just that much more opportunity for your presence to be found.
So it's key is to create good, solid content, make sure that you're there, and that when people find you, that they enjoy the experience. Because I think that people would feel a little shortchanged if all they did was go to your website and not get the experience that they expected once they arrived. I guess that's what causes the bounce.
That's correct. And, you know, even when you look at the social media channels, I mean, companies can't get caught up in just putting information about their business. You know, at the end of the day, you know, whether the weather's it's a beautiful day out, you know, and you're sitting in your office. But we just had a post on one of our clients' pages that said it was a restaurant in St. Thomas. And we basically went and put on Facebook, you know, would you rather be in the office or rather be here having a cocktail? And it generated a lot of feedback. And the goal, again, is as you increase the feedback, it also gives you the opportunity to get new fans, new followers, and engage in people commenting. And when they comment, you now have an opportunity to create a conversation. And that's what you really want to do, is create a conversation online, and hopefully you can turn around and create some synergy and create some business.
Sure, and let's not forget that viral aspect, as you have folks that
I keep waiting for something that we do to go viral. It sounds like it'd be great. Oh, Barb. Mwah. Welcome back, Barb. Thank you so much for coming back. Barb is here. She's our going to be part of our team. Barb is going to give us the good photographs that the boys here are going to use to put on the Facebook and all that other stuff.
All right. Hey, Barb.
Thank you so much, Barb. You're the best. Barb's here with 880. She's the events coordinator for 880. If you need any good events, make sure to give 880 a call and ask for Barb, and Barb will make sure that your event gets treated like the number one event in the city on that day.
And we'll make sure to get the word out there on the event.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Barb, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. Barb's an old friend. We worked together over at condo.com back in the day. Now, let's getting back to social media. We're going to take Barb. Let's, for instance, say this. We've got now some content that Barb's created. We're going to take that. We're going to put that on Facebook. Is that something that we can use on Facebook?
Sure, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, it's something that we can create a small video for you, almost like a slideshow.
Uh-huh.
And you're able to take that, post that onto your YouTube, and again, kind of have that interconnection where folks are now going to be able to see your content, videos, pictures across the platforms.
Yeah, we have a little video here, too, that we take.
Great.
We take video all the time. And, you know, we'll do video. We have YouTube. She's going to take video right now.
Yeah, the beauty behind the social media and what is the phenomenon really is people love to see themselves. It's no secret. So people see themselves on Facebook. They click on it. They tag themselves. When they tag themselves, it automatically lives on their profile, which means that their friends get to see it. As their friends get to see it, it'll show where it got tagged from. So that's part of the viral distribution, because as the picture gets shown around, you know, people can have access to be able to see where that picture came from.
Oh,
if it
you're
lives, if it comes from
you, how to do that? I still don't know how to do that.
Well, you know, you could see it from, you know, some of the pictures that we've already posted on there. I put a picture up of Matt when he caught the fish.
Oh yeah, that went great.
Yep, by putting it up there, tagging it, then all of a sudden it would lift in his profile, and now if somebody else sees it, they can see that it came from the Freedom Business page and so forth. And then again, that's part of the whole viral distribution.
Well, that's great, guys. Thanks so much for taking so much extra time and helping me with the show today. Again, if people want to get a hold of Associates in Business, how do they do that?
Sure, you can reach us online, www.associatesinbusiness.com. Of course, on Facebook as well, facebook.com/associatesinbusiness.
And phone number 954-828-0614.
All right. Well, I really want to thank the guys from Associates in Business for being with us on the show today. I still want you to stick around, because I don't know how long Matt's going to be able to stretch his segment if Victor doesn't call in. And we'll be right back after this short message from DataCorp and Matt Gold.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim Freed, and we're back with more Freed on Business. We want to thank everybody for sticking with us. I know we have a couple of technical problems, but you're all a bunch of troopers, and you're making the show great, and I can't thank you for that. I want to thank the guys from Associates in Business for being on before. They're awesome. You got to use them. You got to make sure you use them. And now we have my favorite part of the show. No offense to Matt. We got Lolly Green, MSW, hanging out there with the positive vibe. Lolly, are you out there?
Oh, absolutely. Right here for you, Jim. Can you hear me?
All right, Matt, let's go do some more emails. All right, Matt, what do you got for me?
We got some more emails. Tammy in Orlando.
All right. Hey, Tammy, thanks for listening up in Orlando.
It's going to be a small Christmas at our home this year. Any good ideas on how to stretch our dollar?
Yeah, you know, I've seen when I've been going shopping for holidays, I've started early this year myself. And I've seen a lot of people utilizing the layaway system. A lot of the retailers right now are allowing people to use layaway. It's something that went away back in the day. I'm a poet and I don't know it. But now you can use it. One thing, or actually a bunch of things, you got to make sure you check. That's the terms. Because if you're buying something on layaway, make sure that it's not costing you too much extra money to buy it on layaway. It may end up costing you extra money if you have to pay these big fees, or if you don't end up purchasing or completing the purchase. So make sure you understand the circumstances that you're going to be subjected to if you buy something on layaway. Matt, do we have another?
We do. We got Jorge and Hialeah.
Hey, Jorge.
He says he's 45 and he wants to retire early. When should he start saving?
Matt, that's sort of like a question for you.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, it is. I'll tell you, they got to start saving right now.
Well, why? You're a financial planner, a certified financial planner. Well, no, you're not? Oh, well, okay. Well, what are you?
Well, you know, I like to save people money, and
okay.
I also like to protect their money.
Okay. So, well, you're a licensed insurance salesperson.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I can actually save people money through the insurance capacity. And basically what we do is we try and take money and put it away for a rainy day and make sure that they don't have to deal with the fluctuations of anybody or anything. And this way it's really safe and secure, and they can truly sleep at night.
So there are good strategies for retirement, but the number one strategy is to start early.
You got to start as soon as you can.
I know that I got my life insurance at like 30, and I got some amazing policy with an amazing rate. I didn't get rejected, and if I went today, I'd have probably an enormous rate and probably get rejected.
Well, you know, everybody's different, Jim, and everybody's situation is different. But I would tell you this, that even if you did buy your policies in your 30s, today in your 40s, I bet you I can get you a rate that's just as competitive as when you were in your 30s, because actually the actuary tables have changed.
Really?
The way insurance providers have been measuring people's life expectancies has changed. And so because of that, the premiums have actually gone down significantly.
Well, Matt, if somebody wanted to hear more information on that, how do they find you?
Well, they can always call me.
Well, how do they? Okay, they have phones, but they don't have your number, dude.
You want my number? My number is 305.
I don't want your number, but the people do.
Well, you have my number.
I know. You're on speed dial.
305-215-7881. And they can always talk about food with me, too.
What if they were a Jets fan and they couldn't get that? They didn't write that down. Give it a little slower.
Or I'll have the associates text it out there or tweet it for them. But 305-215-7881.
All right. Well, good. We got a little retirement planning out of you for a change instead of just a meal. What else? What do we got here next?
Let's see, Sheila?
Yeah, what does Sheila have to say?
Well, Sheila, she's up in the northern part of the state, and she's we talked about her earlier today, you know, the one with the notes. She's buying notes.
Okay, right. Sheila's buying notes upstate, and she wanted to know whether or not we could help her purchase the notes. Yes, the answer is yes, we can help you purchase notes. If you give me a call at 305-854-5000, the extension we all know is 222, and you'll be able to buy your notes. And we'll give you financing to do that. We'll have equity that we can provide. We'll have debt that we can provide. We'll have everything that we can provide. So make sure you give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222 for that. Now, Matt, what are we cooking today, bud?
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Tell me.
Linguine with clam sauce.
Oh, boy. Sounds good.
Wow, is it good.
All right. Well, how do we start?
Well, basically, you're going to take your favorite pasta. You're going to boil it up. A lot of people like to, you know, No, usually you're telling me I'm up against the clock, so...
Go slow. Take your time. Relax. I want to hear about this.
Okay, well, this is important. You're going to take your pasta. You're going to get your favorite linguine pasta, and you're going to boil it. I love putting a little salt in the water when you boil because it adds flavor to your pasta.
Now, how about putting olive oil in? My wife always puts olive oil in.
No,
honey, I hope you're listening.
I would tell you that's one of the worst things you can do. Not for any other reason. There's two reasons. The two reasons are, one, the oil really doesn't stick to your pasta. It doesn't make it any better tasting. It's oil and water. They don't mix. And all you're going to do is burn yourself. So you really want to not put the oil in the water. You can put some salt. It'll give you a nice flavor. You can always add olive oil to my clams that I'm going to tell you about right now.
Really? Now, talk about the clams, because I know that my wife buys the fresh mussels. She likes mussels, but I guess clams are sort of similar.
It's very similar. They're almost the same thing.
And then she cooks them, and sometimes they don't open, and that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. You when you're talking about fresh, you know, mussels, like we talked about in a previous episode, we talk about fishmonger. You got to have
the fishmonger.
Do you know what a woman fishmonger is?
Fishmongeress?
Close. It's actually called a fishwife.
Really?
True statement. Fishwife.
Did you look this up?
I did.
I figured you did.
It's a fishwife. So all you fishwives out there, listen up.
Mamala.
Listen, the clams that you're going to buy, the mussels you're going to buy, yes, when you're cooking them, you definitely want them to open. If they don't open, please don't force them open to eat them, because trust me, you will get ill.
Okay.
It's not the right thing to eat. It's going to make you sick. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Don't go there. Throw them away. That's why you have to have a good fishmonger or fishwife to pick your good seafood out for you, so you know that you've got quality product in your home. Now,
I love the terms this guy comes up with.
But I got to tell you, now you got to go back, and we got to make that clam sauce.
Oh, yeah.
In any one of your great groceries out here in South Florida, especially the more gourmet-style ones, you can easily find not only the shelled clams, but you can also find loose clams, like chopped clams. And they're usually in the freezer section, but they're wonderful. So what I do is I take a saute pan, and I add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and I throw in some minced garlic. And I like a lot of garlic because it adds so much flavor.
I'm glad
so
you didn't
much
have this for lunch.
Oh, you have no idea.
I'd be dying.
No, but you would love it because you'd be thinking about it, and you'd be saying, well,
I'd be going, dude, here's a mint.
Well, I got to tell you, I got plenty of gum, so we'll be fine.
All right.
But anyway, here we go. You got the garlic. You got the oil. You heat up the pan. Not too hot, but just hot enough. Get that garlic to get, that aromatic. How do you say the word?
Aromatic.
Thank you. Aromatic. I can cook. I can't speak.
That's okay. I'm the one
aromatic
who speaks.
Flavors and aromas coming out into your kitchen. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to love it. I always like throwing in some chopped tomatoes with a little bit of salt on it. That even adds more flavor to the whole pot, right?
Oh, definitely.
And
if you're
really
a Victor Frank's fan, you got to make sure you're using natural salt, not iodized salt.
I like sea salt, personally.
Yeah, the big big chunky stuff?
The coarse, granulated, yes.
I figure you'd like coarse. You're a coarse person.
It adds better flavor. It's just nice.
Okay. Nice is good.
With that said.
Say it again, Matt.
With that said, you get the clams nice and warm. And then I love to add some white wine. It doesn't have to be a fancy white wine. It could be a basic table white wine. But you're deglazing. That's the term we use, deglaze. Because all the bits have sort of stuck to the bottom of your sauté pan. And with a little bit of this table wine, it just takes all those bits out and off the pan and into your mixture of olive oil and clams and tomatoes and salt, a little pepper. And then you pour that onto your pasta. Now, listen.
It sounds delicious.
But going back to your pasta, after we boil it, without the olive oil, you dump all the pasta in a nice strainer. You let the water run off, right?
Yeah.
Then you put the pasta in a dish, a serving dish.
Right.
The pasta is going to be sticky. And that's great because it's going to actually, it's the starch in the pasta that's actually opened the pores, if you will, of the pasta. So when you pour on my delicious sauce, it's going to be absorbed by the pasta.
Okay.
And then your pasta is going to taste out of this world. And I got to tell you, the last little trick to the whole thing is you got to put a little fresh grated Parmesan on top.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, grated Parmesan, now I've seen like Asiago cheese and stuff like that. Is Parmesan, is like only Parmesan? Do you mix it? Do you do multiple cheeses? How do you do that?
You know, it's your kitchen. It's your choice.
It's my cheese.
It's your cheese. You got to go out there. You buy your Asiago. You can buy your Parmesan. You buy a Pecorino. Whatever works for you.
A Pecorino?
That's
I never
what
heard
it's
of
called.
That.
Oh, it's delicious. Trust me. These are all very delicious tasting cheeses, and all of them go great on the pasta. And I got to tell you, you'd be in heaven with any or all of these cheeses on the pasta. It's fantastic.
Even a mix of cheeses, like a tri-cheese pasta as well, huh?
Absolutely.
Now, this sounds pretty good, Matt. How long does it take for me to cook this stuff?
Well, I just described it in about 5 minutes, so I can't tell you. It can't be much more than that. How long does it take you to boil pasta? It only takes you 8 to 10 minutes to boil pasta. While that's boiling, you're mixing up your garlic, your olive oil, and your clams. That's the same 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
You're good to go.
Okay, and then I got to cook that, though, in the sauté pan, right?
Yeah, but that's during the same time as you're boiling your pasta.
So this is like a 10-minute dinner.
You're going to be eating in less than 15 minutes, I'm telling you.
This is fabulous.
And while that's going on, you're going to put that big hunk of bread that you brought home.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can put a little butter on there.
Ooh.
You put it in the oven. You could put some of that minced garlic on that and make some garlic bread.
I love that.
Wow, is it nice, warm and fresh out of the oven?
Oh.
The crispness of the outside of that big bread.
Boy, does that sound good.
With that wine and garlic sauce that we made with the oil, you're going to dunk that bread into your pasta, into that sauce.
I love it, like the gravy.
It's delicious.
Like Tony Soprano.
You're going to be so happy.
Like Tony Soprano.
You're going to be, and it's going to be great. How could you not enjoy this? I mean, it's not spaghetti
and
meatballs.
You're just listening.
But it's just pasta, and it's linguine with clams. And it's just heaven.
Oh, Matt, you got to come over and make this. Honey, I know you were listening. Make sure we get Matt over real soon. Matt, thank you so much for helping me out with
the linguine. As always, my pleasure.
You are the best. You are the best.
And have people, you know, email in. Have them go onto the Facebook. Tell me if they like this recipe or not. Tell me if they need help with it. And if they want something special they want me to talk about. You know, what kind of food do they want me to, you know, talk about next?
Yeah, so
I'm
please
open.
Engage Matt. I mean, you see, if you go to Facebook, you'll see a great photo of Matt with his chef's hat on and his big chef's apron that he wears and all that good stuff. But I do want to sort of wrap up the show. It's time for us to go into the portion where I do my editorials, which we describe as rants. And I want to start off with something we talked about a little earlier, which is I want to talk about the big resorts that they're planning here in Miami. I have no problem with them. I'm happy if they come. I want them to be well planned. I want them to be organized. I want them to make sure that they kick into the local economy, to make sure that they pay for their own way with kicking back to the local tax base. I would like to see them also make sure that they pay for the infrastructure, because I already know that that area has already been rebuilt, the infrastructure, once, and it's still inadequate for the thousands of people that have already moved in, let alone the thousands of people that are going to visit. And it won't, and it'll be tour buses, it'll be a lot of cars, so we need to make sure that the infrastructure is there that can accommodate them so that they'll feel welcome. That's all I want. I want it to be workable. I think that if we really look hard at this, that we can come up with something workable that works for everybody. And I also want to make sure that part of the money that comes from these resorts goes to fund directly public education. It's the most important thing to me. Now, Another thing that's getting under my skin is the NBA. I want to know where the NBA is. Don't these guys get it? I'm not watching basketball. I am aggravated over that. I pay you big money to go out there and play ball. Mickey Arison is right. Enough is enough already. I mean, the fact that Dan Gilbert and a couple of small market owners are holding up the NBA absolutely is driving me freaking crazy. Now, another thing that bothers me is the on-again, off-again capital flow into the real estate market. We need to get consistent capital flow. I can tell you right now that the number one thing on my agenda for next year is raising money to have on hand for capital to deploy as needed. We are going to be doing that. So make sure you keep that 305-854-5000 number at your fingertips. And the other thing I want to do is I want to make sure that we continue to diversify our economic base so that we have careers and jobs. I want to thank all our sponsors and our listeners. I want to thank all the people that were here at the 880 event here at the Mayfair. I want to make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook, like our show, and please tell your friends.
I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But ooh.